When I was here last time, we were sharing our thoughts about the Queen. Did you watch the funeral? Yeah, we did, and we invited some friends round, because and we had coffee and cake as well as watching it, because it seemed wrong almost to watch it on our own. It seemed to be a time of coming together. And in his sermon, the Archbishop of Canterbury recalled, although he didn't use the whole quote, what the Queen had said in 1947 on her 21st birthday. And she said, "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great family to which we all belong. But I shall not have the strength to carry out this resolution alone unless you join in it with me, as I now invite you to do, knowing that your support will be unfailingly given. God, help me to make good my vow, and God bless all of you who share it." Now, in some ways, if you look back at the monarchs and czars and emperors of history and some of the current rulers and politicians, you might be excused for thinking that many of them don't have service at the top of their agendas. But for Elizabeth, at the beginning of her adult life, she made the decision to aim for service as what she was about. And judging about some of the comments that have been made around her death, most people seem to think that she did pretty well, even if some of them think she had a very comfortable and privileged life. But most people, even if they do it grudgingly, admit that service was at the heart of her reign. And alongside that commitment to service, she invited others to join her in having service as their aim in life. But she knew she couldn't do it on her own or without the help of God. And it's interesting that after her death, King Charles made the same sort of promise. He didn't say he was going to model himself on her wisdom or her commitment, but on her model of service. Now, servanthood isn't a very popular idea today, is it? I've heard more than one parent say to their children, "I'm not your servant." You heard that? Yeah, quite rightly too. And I bet some of the officials who are civil servants don't really think about the word servant, just their own importance. Yet maybe unexpectedly, clergy do have servant in their vocabulary. Before somebody's a priest, they're made a deacon first. And deacons in the book of Acts were given the ministry of waiting on tables so that the disciples could get on with the proper job of teaching. Somebody needed to do the serving. And so we're made deacons first. And I don't know if you've seen deacons wear their stoles like that, like team bands. Now women, because they couldn't be priests at the time, were stuck like that for rather longer. And I thought, if I do what the men used to do, which was put their stoles like that, I'm going to have a mess. So I put poppers on here so it would hold it in. And when I was made a priest, there were still poppers on there. And I thought, now I'm going to leave them on there to remind myself that I was a deacon first. I'm not going to take them off. So on there, ever since I was made a priest, there's still the poppers, because I think I need reminding all the time that God calls me to service. I may not be ever so good at it, but that's what I'm supposed to aim for. But as the Queen was saying, you can't do it without the help of others and without the help of God. Kings, queens, rulers, priests, all called to consider whether their model of their lives is lording it over all or being a servant. And for Christians, there can only be one model. And one of the reasons I admired the late Queen so much was because she realised that the higher you got, the higher people thought of you, the greater your need for humility and to realise that nothing is taken away from you when you serve other people. For us as Christians, the model we have is Jesus at the Last Supper, that reading that Paul read for us. And for me, it's one of the most moving and formative stories in the New Testament, where Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Jesus took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel round his waist. After that, he poured water in a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. But for me, that's not the most important bit of that reading. For me, it's the sentence that comes at the beginning. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal and washed their feet. Jesus, our Lord, our Master, our friend, became a servant, taking the lowest job in the house. Not because he was worthless or a doormat, but because he had everything. He knew he came from God. He knew he was going to God. He knew that he was ultimately loved and valued by God, and therefore he could serve others. If you're loved by God, you can let anything else go, even your dignity. The more we know our worth in God's eyes, the more we're set free to serve others. And so he tries to teach his disciples to do the same. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that's what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." I don't think the Queen got up every morning thinking, "What can I get out of today? What can I get people to do for me that's going to make me feel good?" I don't think she even woke up thinking, "How can I serve people today?" I think she just got up in the morning and got on with the habit of a lifetime of service. And it was also notable that people who served her remembered that she remembered to thank people who served her. She got into a habit of service. It wasn't, I've got to be good and serve people. She just got into the habit of doing it. Now, some of you, I know, already have that habit of service in your lives. Like those of you who make the coffee after church. People who clean it. Those of you who sort out the rotors. Those of you playing the music at the back. Serving. You've all got into that habit of service at church. A right and proper thing for us to be doing. Some of us find our place to serve is at church. Some of us find it in our community. Some of us find it in our homes, at work, with our family and friends. So don't ever say, "Oh, I'm just a homemaker. I'm just a carer. I'm just a whatever it is." Service is what Jesus told us to do. And so whatever we do in serving others, we should be proud of it. So as we gather at this table for communion, just as Jesus told us to do this in memory of him, he also told us just before that to wash one another's feet. Not necessarily literally, don't worry, we're not going to do that this morning. Though it's a very nice thing to do on Maundy Thursday, perhaps. Whether we're the Queen or ordinary people like us, we maybe can have no better epitaph than to say that we follow Christ by serving others. It's something to strive for, and it's something to be proud of. Jesus said, "I set you an example that you should do as I have done. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Amen.